This is GQDN for Friday, August 8th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. If you do, go check out Questworthy. Then put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. If you do so, you get 25% off of your purchase. Yes, indeed. And by patreon.com/thecroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a remake coming, how you could watch Gamescom 2025, and more Battlefield 6 news. But we begin today with a departure from Blizzard Entertainment via Wowhead. The Diablo 4 general manager, Rod Ferguson, has left Blizzard Entertainment. In fact, he got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, "After 5 years of driving the Diablo franchise with the four big launches, it's a time to step away from Blizzard, Microsoft, sword in hand, and see what's next. I'm proud of what we built and excited for what's ahead for Diablo and for me." Now, that's an end quote. He had a long history with Blizzard Entertainment that would also include the Gears of War series and a mobile game called Infinity Blade and the BioShock Infinite. Ferguson also brought some experience with him to Blizzard, and Ferguson was praised with his ability to close projects and get troubled games shipped out to the public. He had an interview with Polygon where he expressed his drive and his dedication with that regard as a pet peeve. Quote, "That phrase is a pet peeve of mine. I hate the phrase, it's ready when it's ready. When I first came to Blizzard, somebody put a slide up that had on there, and I went, nope, you're deleting that. And they were like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's not how I make video games," end quote. Now, there were some other people that were sending their support to Mr. Ferguson, such as the director of the social and content marketing, Adam Fetcher, who did have a heartfelt message. Quote, "Many of my favorite memories of working in games have been with you. Thank you for your mentorship, guidance, and friendship through it all. As we march into Sanctuary in the future, I could not be more excited for this Diablo team and the foundation you've helped to create for us all. Thank you again, Rod," end quote. So he is gone. What could he do next? We'll talk about that tomorrow night, rest assured. Maybe this as well. PC Gamer said that the ROG Xbox Alley could launch this October. Oh yes, we're going to Rumorville. But PC Gamer's not convinced about it yet. Now, we know that the consoles will be going away from Xbox after the next generation comes out, and that's for the consoles. But what about the handhelds? Well, Deal Labs did report saying that the ROG Xbox Alley would launch on October 16th via Games Radar. Now, once again, that's from BiliBiliCon, and you know his track record pretty good. And the leak does claim that the sales will begin during Gamescom 2025 on Wednesday, August 20th, which is about a week and a half away. And they also said that the Xbox Alley will be priced at $700, and the Alley X will be priced at $1,050. Now, will that be the case? We shall see. And you know there could be some games that could be on it, such as The Light of Motrium. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and they said that The Light of Motrium got an updated Steam page. Now, Tencent, which is the distributor of the game, did change some elements on The Light of Motrium Steam page, and that would include a new description for the game, which drops all references to the mechanimals creatures in the story, which apparently does sound a lot like Horizon. Now, the new description does not have any specific details, but it does tell the players, quote, "Only by overcoming the challenges of survival can you carve out a place for yourself in this unforgiving land," end quote. Now, the game is scheduled to come out in about 2 years from now, quarter four. But, and you know, there's still a lawsuit with Sony Entertainment. And that's why the changes did come. Would it be enough? We'll see. Well, it's time for Battlefield 6, which is pretty much dominated this week in the news. First report comes from PlayStation Lifestyle, because the Battlefield 6 PlayStation 5 exclusive DLC may have upset some Xbox fans, because they know that the PlayStation owners are now being awarded with some advanced party soldier skin just because they were playing in the open beta. And some of the folks who did start this another exclusive deal by Sony, and it has a long running exclusively deal for Call of Duty. That's what Sony has. And that's where Charlie Antel did get up on X and said, quote, "There's an exclusive Battlefield 6 skin you can get by just playing the beta on PlayStation. It says the new Advanced Party skin will be available on Battlefield 6 at launch for PlayStation 5 players." And that picture was really nothing, even though they should have scrolled down when they took the picture, because there were some skins down below. But there was an update, and that's where Charlie Intel came back in and said, quote, "Here's a look at the PlayStation exclusive skin for Battlefield 6. Get the skin by just playing the Battlefield 6 beta." Now, there were some people that were replying to that. One of them did say, quote, "Is this going to be a recurring trend during BF6 lifespan?" Another quote, "Just wondering before I pre-order, because I'm not going to pay full price to be a second-class customer." Another player said, quote, "Blankety blank, Sony couldn't have Call of Duty anymore, so they jumped ship to Battlefield." Last quote for this one. "Cool, playing one match, then deleting," end quote. But can Call of Duty be beaten by Battlefield 6? Games Radar posted that question, and that was where the former Blizzard boss, Mike Ybarra, there he is again, was talking about Battlefield 6 and compared it to Call of Duty Black Ops 7. Now, we know that Battlefield 6 open beta did show up there yesterday, and it showed up with over 300,000 concurrent players on Steam. And they're saying that it was the most popular, and they also think there'll be a major hit just 2 months before the launch. And the ex-Blizzard president says it's going to blow Call of Duty Black Ops 7 away. Here's what he said on X. Quote, "Battlefield will boot stomp Call of Duty this year. But the real win here is Call of Duty won't be lazy anymore, and we'll all get better FPS games for it. So will competition be a good thing?" Oh, we shall see, and we shall see. Gamescom. Engadget did say that Gamescom is coming, and here is everything that you should know. The Gamescom schedule: opening night live, August 19th, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the pre-show and 2 p.m. for the main show. Now, that's opening night live. Xbox Gamescom 2025 broadcast is August 20th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The future game show will be August 20th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and the Xbox Gamescom 2025 broadcast for the next day, August 21st, will be at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Bethesda will be there August 22nd through the 25th. Now, opening night live is where you can watch on YouTube. If you want to watch the Xbox Gamescom August 20th stuff, you can watch that on YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, or Facebook. Future Game Show will be on Twitch and YouTube. The August 21st first Xbox Gamescom will be on YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, and Facebook. And the Bethesda broadcasts will be on Twitch. There's going to be a lot of stuff that week. We will be there for it every day. This game could be there, and it could. IGN did say that Kojima's PlayStation exclusive Vincent is still on the way. And Kojima is going through all of that yet, because right now it's in the conceptual stage. But Kojima did talk to IndieWire, and he said that he is currently working on the game. because he said, quote, "While I'm checking the data of the Death Stranding 2 players all over the world, what kind of weapons they're using, the routes that they're taking, all this data, and I also see these small bugs here and there, so I'm deciding where to fix and what to fix. I also am starting work with the team on OD because that's a new project, and also doing Visant all by myself because that's a conceptual stage. So I'm doing that. And also I have these interviews every day, and also promotional photo shootings, things like that. So I don't feel like I finished Death Stranding 2, to be frank." End quote. Now, OD is still under development, even though Xbox did cancel a lot of projects. But hey, we shall see what happens there. He's still working on it. He is independent from PlayStation and Xbox and Nintendo. And so is Bandai Namco. Didn't he come from there? Well, anyway, Pac-Man World 2 Repack is what Gamatsu is talking about. And this game will be on all the platforms on September 25th in Japan and September 26th worldwide. So if you played Pac-Man World 2, Repack looks like it's very well done. While seeing the videos and checking all that out, it's a Mario type game, even though you can go all over the map. Not quite a side scroller, but same basics. Oh, there's gonna be some stuff coming from Xbox, Microsoft to PlayStation, because Heretic and Hexen has come to PlayStation, and they'll be on the cloud streaming library, so you won't have to download anything if you don't want to. So what's in the package? Heretic Shadow of the Serpent Riders, Hexen Beyond Heteric, Hexen Death Kings of the Dark Citadel, and there'll also be two new episodes, Heretic Faith Renewed and Hexen Vestige of Grandeur. In fact, ID Software Mike Rubitz did say, quote, "The two new episodes in Heretic Hexen cover both games. Faith Renewed is a new Heretic episode, while Vestiges of Grandeur was created in Hexen. They followed in the spirit of the new consoles and our previous re-releases, a whole new experience that uses original technology, but it's not bound by having to run 30-year-old computers with very small amount of memory," end quote. Last but not least, Trails in the Sky. The first chapter trailer did hit. Big Gamatsu, and this is a part of the Trails series, and this is the first one, Trails in the Sky, the first chapter. This is a remake, and there are some new things that are coming, include some new voiceovers. You could be in a captivating world, so on and so forth. This game is due out for PlayStation 5, Switch, and Steam on September 19th worldwide. So, if you want to see it, go check it out. Tomorrow is the daily show. Oh wait, no, it's the weekly show. I'm a dum-dum. And you get to hear mine and Gulvin's antics tomorrow night. twitch.tv/DawnForge. That's right. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Till then, go play some video games, people.